You're being robbed and you might not even know it. How lack of oversight costs more than just money. Let's talk about something uncomfortable, theft. Not the dramatic masked burglar kind, but the quiet, insidious kind that can happen right under your nose, perpetrated by people you might trust. As a business owner or manager, you're likely juggling a million things. You hire people you believe in, you build relationships with vendors, and you focus on growth. But if you haven't implemented robust checks, balances, and crucially, objective oversight, you might be leaving the doors wide open for losses that drain not only your bank account, but also your peace of mind and workplace morale. It's easy to think it won't happen here. We want to trust our teams and partners. Trust is essential, but trust is not an internal control system. Relying solely on trust without verification is like leaving your house unlocked in a busy neighborhood. Most people will walk by, but someone will eventually test the handle. Furthermore, even if controls exist on paper, internal dynamics, friendships, fear, or even past complicity can prevent them from being effective. Here are just a few million ways. Okay, maybe not a million, but many ways that failing to have proper, impartial oversight can bleed your business dry. 1. The kickback kingdom and bribery bazaar. How it works: an employee with purchasing power or influence colludes with a vendor. The vendor inflates prices or bills for phantom services goods and then kicks back a portion of that illicit profit to the employee. Alternatively, vendors might offer direct bribes, cash, gifts, trips for preferential treatment, or contract awards, even if they aren't the best or most cost-effective option. And the cost? You're overpaying for goods and services, potentially receiving substandard quality, and fostering a culture of corruption. Decisions aren't made in the best interest of the business, but for personal gain. Without an outside eye, these cozy relationships can be hard to spot. 2. The internal theft syndicate. Unauthorized credit card use, company cards used for personal dinners, gas, online shopping, vacations, sometimes disguised as legitimate business expenses, sometimes just brazenly used. Without diligent review and reconciliation by someone truly independent of the cardholder, these charges can fly under the radar. And petty cash pilfering, it seems small, petty cash. But without strict logs, regular reconciliation by an independent party, and surprise counts, that box of cash can become a personal ATM. Coworkers might look the other way, making internal checks less reliable. Inventory evaporation. Employees might walk out with products, tools, or supplies, sometimes opportunistically, sometimes in organized rings. Poor tracking and infrequent counts make this easy. Again, relying solely on internal teams for checks can be problematic if those individuals are involved or unwilling to report colleagues. 3. Client poaching and moonlighting. How it works: an employee leverages their position, your client lists, and potentially your resources to build their own side business, often directly competing with yours. And the cost? You're losing revenue and the investment made in training and client relationships. It's a profound breach of trust that can be hard to detect without objective monitoring of communications or performance metrics. Beyond the balance sheet, the satisfaction robbery. These aren't just financial crimes, they are attacks on the health and culture of your business, erosion of trust and morale. When fraud occurs or is suspected, it breeds suspicion. Honest employees resent unethical behavior and may disengage. Internal reporting systems often fail because employees fear retaliation or don't want to be seen as a snitch. Wasted time and resources. Investigating suspected fraud internally can be biased and incomplete. Dealing with the aftermath diverts focus from growth. Stress and frustration. The emotional toll on owners dealing with betrayal and loss is immense, often compounded by the difficulty of getting clear answers internally. Closing the doors: why an outside consultant is your best bet for checks, balances, and oversight. You can significantly reduce these risks, but how you implement controls matters as much as what controls you implement. While internal measures are necessary, relying solely on internal staff for development and monitoring is often flawed. This is where an external expert shines. 1. Objectivity is key. An outside consultant has no internal loyalties, friendships, or history. They provide a truly unbiased assessment of your vulnerabilities and can monitor compliance without fear of internal politics. 2. Overcoming reluctance and fear. Internal staff are often hesitant to report suspicious activity concerning colleagues. They might fear social isolation, professional retaliation, or simply feel uncomfortable telling on a coworker. An external auditor provides a neutral channel and focus. 3. Navigating potential complicity. In some cases, the person who should be providing oversight might be involved, might have ignored red flags previously, or might feel compromised for not reporting sooner. an outsider bypasses these conflicts entirely. 4. Expertise and best practices. Consultants specializing in internal controls know the latest fraud schemes and the most effective countermeasures across various industries. They bring expertise your internal team likely doesn't possess. 5. Effective implementation. An outsider can help design and implement practical controls like segregation of duties, mandatory reviews, audit trails, and clear policies, ensuring they are appropriate for your business size and risk profile. They can also establish secure, anonymous reporting channels. While internal diligence is vital, regularly reviewing statements, asking questions, engaging an outside consultant or firm is often the most effective way to develop robust checks and balances and ensure they are consistently monitored without bias. They provide the impartial viewpoint needed to truly secure your operations. Protecting your business isn't about paranoia. It's about prudence. Implementing effective checks, balances, and independent oversight isn't a sign of distrust. It's a sign of responsible management. It safeguards your assets, protects your honest employees, preserves your company culture, and ultimately, defends your satisfaction and peace of mind. Don't wait until you've been robbed. Invest in objective, external expertise to secure your business today.